In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We celebrate the 14th Sunday of ordinary time. In our Gospel, we will listen Jesus' words, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Jesus is talking not only about what we understand today, bishops, priests, religious, but he wants to send all of us to his harvest. We are his harvest, but also we are responsible for spreading the good news about Jesus Christ and his kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him, but if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it and say, 'Then the kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out to the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake all against them.' Yet notice, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The 72 returned rejoicing and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
today in this Gospel, Jesus sending his disciples with this mission to bring the great harvest of souls. And the only instruction that he is giving them is to take nothing with them and to accept whatever hospitality people will offer. He was asking them to step out in faith. I'm sure that most of you know who Mother Angelica was. She was the nun who created and ran for a long time EWTN, the Eternal World Television Network. Mother Angelica once spoke about what stepping out means. Here is what she said. In every instance, God waited on his apostles to step out in faith, not knowing what was coming next. And this is where we fail today. We have been brainwashed to believe that we first must have a goal, then we must have a committee, then we must have meetings and fund drive, and then we must get some qualified people and budget, and then you can begin to do something for the Lord. By that time, you have forgotten what you started out to do. And in a certain way, it is true. We, in our times, we try to complicate these tasks from Jesus as much as possible. Of course, do not understand me wrong. I have nothing against committee and meetings and budget. Of course, we need it in our times. We have them all here in our parish. But still, Mother Angelica makes an important point. What matters most is stepping out in faith. That is what Jesus asked his disciples to do. And he is not planning meetings and budget. He actually said, go without any money, without second tunic, without sandals. How nice would it be if we can do the same? I'm thinking every time when I read this gospel, I'm thinking about myself. I know it's a lot of selfish, but I'm thinking about myself in this case and about the story of my life. I remember my first move outside of Poland when I went to Ecuador. I took with me only one suitcase. When I moved to High Springs, I had to make like three or four way there and back with my car to bring all my stuff. And Jesus is telling us, do not be afraid, do not think about these material things. Go and talk to people about the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God. When we read the New Testament, we can find 122 times this term, kingdom of God. And most of these 122 times are from Jesus' lips. What and how do we understand the kingdom of God? And I will help myself in this moment with the book Jesus of Nazareth that Pope Benedict wrote few years ago. He said in this book, when Jesus speaks of the kingdom of God, he is quite simply proclaiming God and proclaiming him to be the living God who is able to act in the world and in history and is even now so active. And then Pope said that our Translation, again, translation, you remember probably from last Sunday. Our translation is not the best. He said, it would be better to speak of God's being Lord, of His Lordship. It means the kingdom of God is God being Lord. In other words, God exists. He is really God. And as Pope said, He holds in His hands the rest of the world. He's moving, He's making us in a special shape when we proclaim the kingdom of God. And especially when we pray, Thy kingdom come. We pray at the same moment, please God, take the threads of my life, remove the knots, and wave those into something beautiful. What you do for me, do also for my brothers and sisters. God wants us to place our lives in His hands, that He will be the responsible for our life, but He needs our permission. This Sunday, Jesus asked us to trust God and to remember our purpose, to bring in the great harvest of souls. It is so easy to forget why we are here. Our purpose is to come to God and to bring others with us. We have a goal to share Jesus' victory. Now is the time for the great harvest of souls. We want to be part of that harvest and bring others into it. May nothing keep us from that purpose. The kingdom of God is at hand. Thy kingdom come. Amen.